Well, it's ever evolving constantly because technology is evolving. People are learning new things. People are learning new techniques, whether it's with current technology or you know, legacy equipment. People are constantly figuring out new ways to abuse the system and take advantage of the innocent.
Tim, are there any state actors that purposely engages in cyber crimes?
Yeah, and I'll take a quote from Director Ray from the FBI. China is our number one concern. They are our greatest threat, and I think it's something that's that other countries should pay attention to as well. They're aggressive here in the United States, and certainly they're aggressive globally.
Have they acted in a way where they, you know, like steal documents or data from American companies or the American government?
Yeah, a lot of the stuff that China does, especially when it's concerning the U.S. government, a lot of that remains classified. But certainly against industry, you know, we talk about economic espionage, industrial espionage, where they steal intellectual property. And that's really like stealing our money. It's stealing our secrets. It's stealing our future. It's stealing economic security because they're very correlated. So our economic security is very much tied to our ability to protect our intellectual property. If we lose things that we're relying on to make our country better, stronger, and we lose it to an adversary or we lose it to another country, it gives them the benefit that we no longer have.
Tim, how much money are we talking about here in terms of the costs associated with the cyber crimes?
There's really, you'll hear a whole variety of costs, but I'll speak just about intellectual property. You're looking at $500 billion in loss just in intellectual property. Cyber crime, because a lot of it goes unreported. So people don't know that they have actually been victimized. They've lost their secrets. Adversaries, more than China, they just don't advertise that they actually stole your intellectual property. They want to get into your system, maintain your presence on your system, take your information, and then exfil that information, and then they leave secret. And they want to leave a back door open on the system so that they can go in when they want. So it's not like a bank robbery when they go in and they sound the alarm. Oftentimes, companies don't even know they've been victimized.
So is there any other thing you'd want to add, Andrew?
Well, I mean, I remember just a Newsweek article here recently that I saw in the last few months of the Fortune 500 companies that different federal law enforcement agencies had gone into. They found every single one had Chinese malware on their system. And this is the U.S. where we're prepared for this. But if you're a leader of an African nation or an African company, most people aren't even discussing this, you know, to any large degree, aren't even aware of it. Here it's something we're fighting against and everybody's suffering from it. But outside of the U.S., companies are much less aware. And, you know, other things go on too. For instance, you know, if you're a political leader, they catch you, they follow your phone, they follow, which is very easy to do these days. It's very easy. I mean, young kids can do it, you know, if they want to, you know, the spyware, the malware, you know, these things are out there. But state actors will do this for advantage. So for instance, you know, let's say that politician has a couple of girlfriends on the side or something that could be used against them. Well, they'll go record that and then they'll come back to them later when it comes time to negotiate something or there's something they want, or they'll even just set them up.
So they can use it to blackmail people?
Blackmail people. And it goes on all the time because a lot of people in the world are not educated and they're defenseless against these things.
So if some Western companies and even governments are not reporting these cyber crimes targeting them, how much less is Africa where people might not be aware of what is going on?
Right. And they might not have even, you know, might not have an agency to report it to that's even up to it. I mean, there are several countries that are very, very developed in this, like Rwanda, for instance, but there's many, the majority probably that are not.
I think here in the United States, Director Ray of the FBI has given statements about China's effort to steal intellectual property. And he says that this is a whole of government approach to steal intellectual property. So you should think the same thing for Africa. In other countries where they have intellectual property that is of value. And the ability to protect yourself, recognizing that you're going against an entire government resources. So you have to be, there's no way to be totally secure.